You're listening to the audio production of Rhythms of Renewal, Audio Bible Study by Rebecca Lyons, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Rhythms of Renewal includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambiance of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
Rhythm is something intentional that we decide that we're going to do every day. And renewal is to repair something that has been broken down or worn out. Rhythms of Renewal is God inviting us in to a cadence with Him, where we rest with Him and He leads us. He wants to be our nourishment every single day, to offer us the daily portion. And through that regular cadence, we walk into healing. Even in rhythm, there's patience and there's waiting. There's stillness and silence. And then new seasons will sweep in full of action and energy. There's fruit on the other side of that journey. Nine years ago, we moved three kids, two toy poodles, and a minivan to Midtown Manhattan, which is not cool anywhere, but particularly when you're pulling into New York City. And I remember in that time thinking I was entering a life of meaning. My youngest was going off to kindergarten, and I was ready to just to recover the Rebecca somewhere wherever she went before the diapers and Cheerios and poop. And right as I'm beginning to think that I'm entering the season of meaning, it turns out I find surrender instead. And I can tell you today that meaning follows surrender. 4 months into my time in New York, I developed panic disorder. And that lasted about 15 months. And the Lord arrested my life in the middle of that and brought me into a healing journey. And after that, I retreated to the woods and started to kind of just quiet myself, begin to journal, begin to just start to heal in a way that would require trusting God to do the work slowly and surely. By the end of that summer, I re-entered the city, and I was going to visit a friend in Queens. One thing you need to know about the subway system in New York is that the boroughs are the deepest underground. And so I started to descend these flights of stairs that just kept going and going and going. And as I continued to go underground, I started to feel something rise in me again. Those familiar feelings of fear and anxiety, the same feelings that drove me off a subway before. I would jump off, I would avoid. I didn't want to walk right back into that. But I knew that the point of fear is that you have to actually overcome it. Bravery is moving scared. So you have to walk into fear. And so as I started to do that, I just kept saying, Jesus, I come under your covering of peace. I come under your covering of peace. I'm not going to go back up to the street level. I don't have another way to get there. I don't have time. Now I'm late. I'm not going to run back to that crippling. So I come under your covering of peace. And that whole time on that subway train going to Queens, I just kept saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Because I knew that something was going to have to play out now that I was.